Friends, we now move to the chapter number 7 of our subject, Total Quality Management, and the name of the chapter is Continuous Improvement. In earlier chapters, I have explained the importance of continuous improvement, and this time I will give you the details about this chapter. Continuous improvement. Continuous improvement is an inherent part of the TQM process. When you say total quality management, in that what all important things are there, in that one inherent important part is continuous improvement. Continuous improvement consists of measuring key quality and other process indices in all areas, every area of the organization, and taking actions to improve them. Take one index, improve it. All areas, that is important. These indices could include the output of a manufacturing process. What is output? The quantity. For example, it could be 1000 per shift. It could be 2000 per hour. It could be a cycle time bound machine, automatic machine. Output of a manufacturing process, which also includes the quality of the product. Dimensions, finish, no vibration, no damage on the outside surface, inside surface, everywhere. So these indices could include, the first important thing is output of the manufacturing process. Then customer satisfaction. To what extent the customer is satisfied? How many are the customer complaints? Which are the areas where customer is not getting, his requirements are not getting fulfilled? Then the errors in engineering drawings. For example, engineering drawing comes to the production and we find that there are some mistakes in that. Dimensions are wrong, the radii are given are wrong, and it is not possible to manufacture the component as per the drawing. So the errors in engineering drawings. For example, we produce a component as per the drawing and we find that it is not getting fitted. So errors in the engineering drawings. Then warranty returns. That means customer returns the parts in the warranty period, and then that is a cost to the company. External failure cost, warranty returns, which is really very, very serious. Then any number of other measures to characterize a process. So what we have to do is we have to measure this. Metric, I call it as metric. Measure everything that results in customer satisfaction and improve it. If I have 5 customer complaints in this month, I must see that they go on reducing from month to month, from quarter to quarter, and from year to year. Errors in engineering drawings must be reduced from month to month, day to day, quarter to quarter, year to year. Continuous improvement. Take an index, improve upon it. As the definition states, continuous improvement should be focused on processes. As I earlier said, work is a process. Our approach should be that everything what we do is a process, and we must map the process, we must find out the process flow chart, and we must improve the every step of the process, find out whether it is value added or not. If it is non-value added, remove it, improve it, change it. So improvement should be focused on processes and pursued in all areas. Processes of all areas. Let it be a security, let it be a sweeper's process, let it be a maintenance process, let it be a training process, let it be a production process, purchase process, and every process in all areas. The continuous improvement concept focuses on finding shortfalls and sources of variability. What is variability? There is a tolerance. Let us say there is a target that 9 millimeter, then tolerance can be plus 0.1 millimeter, minus 0.1 millimeter. But we should attempt to manufacture the component 9 millimeter 00 only. Whatever is the variation from that is the variability, and we must reduce the variability. We must improve the consistency. So, finding shortfalls and sources of variability in administrative processes also. What is administrative process? Maybe today a security person is not allowing our very important guests inside. We must improve upon this. We must give some identity card. We must give some SMS. Something we should do so that our guests are very, very honorably admitted inside. They are given fair treatment, very good treatment. So, all administrative processes also. Then, manufacturing processes, I have said already, and service process. Very, very important. Service process. How we offer the service to the customer? How we treat him? In what time we repair his machine? Are we polite? Are we capable? Are we competent in giving the service? And what are the processes which we are adopting in repairing his machine? Which are the tools, which are the equipments which we are utilizing for repairing his machine or giving him any kind of service, what he is expecting from us? And improving the process to eliminate undesirable output. For example, I utilize a process for giving a service and find that machine is not getting repaired in the given time, then I must improve upon that process. So, I have said again and again, everything is a process. We must improve upon the process. We must think which step I can improve, which step is value added, which step is not adding value, and go on like that. So, here I have made that continuous improvement flow chart. The first is define current status. Where do I stand? Define current status. Where do I stand? Then define continuous improvement objectives. Continuous improvement objectives. For example, on OD I have vibrations. On OD I have rust. On OD I have ovality. OD the emitter is not getting maintained. So, objective of the continuous improvement process is to improve on all these important parameters of customer requirement. Define continuous improvement objectives. Then select continuous improvement projects. Where I will improve? Which machine I will improve? Which people I will improve? Which material I will improve? Which tools I will improve? Continuous improvement project. Then assign teams. We have to make, earlier also I have said, whenever we are implementing TQM, teams will be built. So, that is the very crux of the matter, teams. So, assign teams to every project. That means, project number one, team number one. Project number two, team number two, and so on. Then, define process. Go to Gemba. What is Gemba? Gemba is workplace. Gemba is workplace. Don't sit in your office. Go to the workplace. Don't sit in your air conditioned office. Go to the workplace and speak to the workers. Speak to the setters. Speak to the supervisors. Speak to the workshop managers. Go to the Gemba. Gemba is a Japanese word for workplace. Then define sources of variability. Why? And how variability is happening. What are the random causes? What are the special causes? Man, machine, method, material, environment. Develop potential improvements. Find out how I can improve on that source of variability. Perform experiments. Perform experiments to find out how I can improve on that particular aspect of particular parameter. Then modify potential upgrades, implement the process upgrade. It can be cycle time reduction, it can be improvement of the tool, it can be improvement of the coolant, it can be improvement of the machine, it can be reconditioning of the machine, it can be redesigning of the tools. Implement. Measure result. After you implement the improvement, measure the results, because we should not be in dark, because for making an improvement we have spent money. So that money is giving you some benefit or not. Measure the results, then implement and standardize more onto the next project. Move on the next project. Move. That means don't stick there. Don't get stuck there. Move on to the next project. Like that, we should take each project, continuous improvement project, assign teams, perform, then define process, go to the Gemba, define sources of variability, develop potential improvements, perform experiments, modify potential upgrades, implement pilot process upgrade, measure results, implement and standardize, and move on. What is standardize? Whatever improvement you have done, put it in the written form, make a document, we call it as operation layout, change it, plan, do, check, act, plan, do, standardize, act. Everything you should standardize, put it in writing. Whatever you have done, make it in writing. So tomorrow everybody will understand that. You don't have to tell them every day. People will understand it because it is in the written form. So plan, do, standardize, act. Plan, do, check, act, then plan, do, standardize, act. So this is the way how we should take the projects, improvement projects, everywhere in the organization, in all areas of the organization, and that is the important part of the TQM. Continuous improvement looks like this, that we go up a ramp continuously. It is moving like this wheel is moving towards innovation, and here I am standardizing. That means I am putting a wedge here so that it doesn't come back. It is a ramp, continuously it is going, continuous improvement towards innovation. And then we standardize, we write down on a paper, make a document so that it doesn't come back. We only see that it goes up and up and up. But this is the continual. What is the difference between continuous and continual? In continuous, we move like this. And in continual, we move from step to step to step to step, step by step, and that is the difference between continuous and continual. Both are good. We work both ways. In our practice, we actually work like this. Step function improvement via Kaizen. What is Kaizen? Continuous improvement in Japan. Incremental process. Incremental progress via systematic continual improvement, like this. Take a step, then standardize, then take a step, then standardize, and so on. This is called as continual improvement. Reasons for continuous improvement or continual improvement. Why we have to do this? Why continuous improvement or continual improvement is an important part of the TQM? The reason is, as earlier stated, continuously increasing customer expectations. They are every day rising. Today your quality is good enough, tomorrow it may not be good enough. Today your product is adding value, tomorrow it may not add value to him. Him means customer. So continuously increasing customer expectations, so we have to continuously improve also. Earlier we have covered this chapter. Then increased demands on reducing costs. Because we have experienced that customer says that, look, I am getting the same product with the same quality from some other competitor in reduced cost. If you don't reduce the cost, I will cancel your order. So he demands that we must reduce the price, we must reduce the cost. If we don't reduce the cost, we will cut ourselves into the profitability. Increase competition to products in domestic and international market. Every day new people are entering the market. competition is becoming very fierce, very tough, and we have to stay in the business, not for months, not for years, but for generations. And then there is no alternative to continuous improvement. There is no alternative to find out something new. There is no alternative to innovation. We have to do innovation. We have to do continuous improvement in our design, in your process, in our reduction of cost. Then customer satisfaction is must in any case. For example, we cannot argue with the customer that, look, you were calling our quality as best earlier and now you say it is not good enough. We cannot argue like this. His expectations are increasing. Competition is increasing. Costs have to be reduced. So continuous improvement is required. Attitudinal change required. Internal. We must change our attitude. Sometimes we become very rigid. We say, no, 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 this is going on since 25 years. I will do the same thing for another 25 years. No. Attitudinal change is required in my mind, everybody's mind, workers' mind, all staff members' mind. Removal of mental blocks. There are mental blocks. No, 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 this may not be, may not work. This innovation may not work. No, 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 we have never done it earlier. It may not work. Mental block. We have to remove the mental blocks. Internal. Then understanding that nobody is perfect. Nobody is perfect. We have to improve. Everybody has faults. Understand that. Involving all employees is a must. That is one more key component of total quality improvement, total quality management. Involving all employees. Because unless all the employees everywhere in every department get involved, there is TQM is not possible. Like continuous improvement, total employee involvement also is one very integral part, inherent part of TQM. There is nothing that cannot be improved further. One more important thing, in this world there is nothing that cannot be improved further. Everything can be improved further. Nothing is perfect. Nothing is perfect. That now no improvement is possible. Everything is possible to be improved. Then improvement in small steps. Okay, what we are expecting is not all quantum improvements, but in small steps first. Then we take the quantum steps. Then we do the innovation. Then we do the drastic change in the design. But today we are discussing about small steps improvement. First, make a beginning with that. Small steps. Find out solutions, improve them. One of the approaches to achieve continuous improvement or continual improvement is to reduce waste. Just look around and find out, we find that everywhere wastage is happening. Time is wasted, money is wasted, material is wasted, machine time is wasted, idle, people are idle, they don't get material. Waste is anything which does not add value to product or service. Customer is not ready to pay. If you tell him that, look sir, we have to sit idle for 2 hours a day, so we want to add it in your cost, he will say, no, I am not going to pay you. Because waste is non-value adding. It is not adding value to the product. What is value adding? Value adding is that part of the work for which customer is ready to pay. Suppose we have to do a grinding operation. For that grinding operation he will pay. Before grinding operation, if you have to spend time in setup change, he is not going to pay. You are going to spend time in tool change, he is not going to pay for it. He will say, I will pay you for only grinding good operation. That means only good parts. I will not pay you for scrap. I will not pay you for rework. You reduce your rework. You reduce your scrap. You reduce your setup time. That is none of my business. I will pay you only for grinding operation. I will pay you only for drilling operation. I will pay you only for heat treatment operation. Your idle time, your setup time, your excess wage, I will not pay you. Your inspection, I will not pay you. You manufacture in such a way that defects do not happen at all, prevent the defects. So, non-value adding. So, value adding is the part of the work for which customer is ready to pay. Customer is not ready to pay for waste. Very, very clearly. See this, look, beautiful diagram. Types of waste. What are these waste? This is water and this is hidden waste. We are able to see only the waste which is obvious above water. But look at the waste which is below the water, which nobody is able to understand. We feel that only this is the waste. No, we have to find out the waste which is hidden. Otherwise, our boat will hit the waste and it will get damaged. It will happen like Titanic, because we know only the obvious waste and we don't know what is the hidden waste. We must understand what is hidden waste. What is hidden waste? People are wasting time. People are wasting machine time. People are wasting lot of time in setting the machine, setup change. Hidden waste. We are running a hidden factory. So, this we have to find out and reduce the waste. Intermediate storage. Too many parts are stored. WIP. Inventory. Too much money is stuck up in that. Idle machine. Too much of paperwork, scrap and repair, searching, because our housekeeping is very poor. Then elaborate procedures, too many long procedures, and then transport for a long distance, very, very poor layout. All this is waste. Customer is not going to pay you for waste. So, continuous improvement or continual improvement, one thing we have to do is find out the hidden waste and reduce it. No wastage. What Kaizen says? No wastage. Go to the Gemba, find out the wastage and remove it. Because customer is not going to pay you for the waste. In Japanese, wastes are called as muda, M-U-D-A. What is a muda? These are the wastes like intermediate storage, idle machine, too much of paperwork, scrap and repair, search tools and gauges, lengthy procedures, transport over long distance, zigzag production layout, too much of backtracking, to and fro, parts are moving unnecessarily, wasting time, we are employing people for transporting unnecessarily, excess manpower, people are idling, they don't know what to do. There are many people who are idle for 2 hours. They don't have work. Too much inventory. Parts lying between the two machines. But nobody knows what to do with that. They don't know how to repair it. They don't know what to do with that. They don't have orders. Somebody has produced it. It is lying there. Idle. Waste. So, 10 rules for continuous improvement. What we have to do? Take a new standpoint for either two procedure. Say, why do I have to create so much WIP? Can I reduce it? Can I make a Kanban system so that I will reduce this WIP? Then think how something can be made. Do not ask why something cannot be made. Positive approach. Think how something can be made. Don't say, no, it cannot be made. Say how it can be made. Question everything. Ask how, 5 times. Ask why. A 50% solution is better than 100% solution. We always waste our time in finding 100% solution. We want 100% solution. First of all, find out a 50% solution. Enter into the problem. Solve the problem half. Then you know what can be done for the remaining problem. What we do is, we look at the sky and wait for things to happen. Wait for 100% solutions. No. Then correct mistakes immediately. Say, I have made a mistake. Accept that you have made a mistake and correct the mistakes immediately. Spend less money for improvements. Small improvements. Kaizen. The capability of solving the problem is developed through problems themselves. Ask why 5 times and find out the true reasons. 10 people solve a problem better than an individual specialist. Earlier, when we were in college, we were told that specialists are required everywhere. Now I am telling you that 10 people solve a problem better than an individual specialist. So make teams, do the brainstorming. Every person has an edge. We have to sharp that. Continuous improvement has no end. We have to sharpen the edge of the people. And here, there is something very interesting, 20 keys to workplace improvement. 20. See, K1, K2, K3, K4 like that, I have 20 keys here. Now, I am here, this is my circle. For every of the 20 points, I am here, and now I have to improve in such a way that I improve in all 20 parts or all 20 points. So, my diameter of the circle continuously increases. This is the continuous improvement, what I call. Continuous improvement is, this is the situation for 20 points and I improve in all 20 points so that the diameter increases in everywhere and then my diameter further increases in all 20 points. Not like this, that here I am, then my diameter increases only in one direction here and one direction there. And then other points are remaining unimproved. And here, maybe I improve on 2 more points and it looks like a star. I don't want star, I want circle. Improvement in all the 20 points. 20 keys to workplace improvement. I am going to read these 20 keys and I want improvement in all 20 in order to see that this circle improves its diameter continuously. What are these 20 keys? First is housekeeping, cleaning and organizing. 5S, you must be knowing this. 5S. What is 5S? It is the key to housekeeping improvement. It is the key to improvement in cleaning and organizing. It is the key to improvement in discipline. It is key to improvement in a place for everything and everything in its place. What are these points? Sairi means sort, Saiton systemize, Saiso sweep, Saiketsu sanitize, Shitsuke self discipline. I will explain to you all these points.